Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into RickTech Robotics, ticker RR, a small player in the industrial machinery space that's been making some waves lately with its AI-driven service robots. Let's kick things off with a quick look at the bigger picture. RickTech specializes in automated robotic systems for the service sector, focusing on things like AI-powered pallet jacks and warehouse solutions that aim to tackle labor shortages in industrial settings. The company has been pushing hard on global expansion, recently signing a distribution deal in Europe through a Netherlands-based partner. And it's gearing up to showcase its latest tech at Automate 2026 in Chicago. That said, the stock has taken a beating, and down over 38% in the past month and more than 63% over 5 years, reflecting some serious investor skepticism. RickTech Robotics started out in Las Vegas as a creative displays company before rebranding and shifting fully into robotics. With just 57 full-time employees and CEO Jenwu at the helm, it's a tiny operation compared to the big automation names. Their core business revolves around designing, producing, and selling these service robots, with a big emphasis on practical warehouse and hospitality applications. The recent European push builds on earlier successes at events like Pro Wine, but the company is still very much in the early growth phase with limited scale. On the revenue side, things are starting to pick up, but from a very small base. For fiscal 2025, total revenue came in at about $5 million, up from $4.24 million the prior year, with the service segment contributing around $1.43 million. That's modest growth, but it shows they're landing some contracts in automation services. Earlier years were choppy, with revenue swinging between $6 million and $8.7 million, so consistency has been an issue. No major geographic breakdown stands out yet, though the new Europe deal could help diversify beyond the U.S. focus. Earnings tell a tougher story. The company posted a net loss of $15.75 million in fiscal 2025, wider than the $8.14 million loss in 2024, with EPS at negative 13 cents. Gross profit improved to $3.29 million, but operating expenses and R&D are eating everything up, leaving EBITDA deeply negative at minus $13.4 million. They're burning cash fast despite the revenue uptick, which is common for small robotics firms, but raises questions about when or if they'll reach profitability. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, the picture is mixed. Cash and equivalents ballooned to $193.6 million by the end of 2025 after a big financing round, giving total assets of $272.8 million and stockholders' equity of $269.9 million. That's a strong liquidity position with a current ratio over 35, but the income statement shows ongoing losses and negative free cash flow of $14 million. Debt remains minimal, which is a plus, yet the retained earnings deficit of $23.7 million highlights how much ground they still need to cover. Valuation metrics look stretched for a company with these fundamentals. The price-to-sales ratio sits around 72 times trailing revenue, while the price to earnings is deeply negative. With the stock hovering near around $2 and a market cap of roughly $356 million, it trades at a premium that assumes aggressive future growth in robotics adoption. Our rough model puts fair value somewhere in the low single digits at best, meaning the current price appears well above what the numbers support unless they execute flawlessly on expansion and margins. Turning to the SWOT breakdown, strengths include a focused product lineup in high-demand warehouse automation and a clean balance sheet with plenty of cash post-funding. Weaknesses center on persistent losses, tiny scale, and limited revenue diversification. Opportunities lie in European expansion and events like Automate 2026 that could drive adoption of their pallet jack robots. Threats include intense competition from larger players and the overhang from recent securities class action lawsuits tied to past partnership claims, which have already triggered multiple law firm investigations. On the performance chart, RR has been in a clear downtrend, with a one-week drop of 7.6%, three-month slide of 7.6%, and one-year loss of 5.8%, all pointing to fading momentum. The five-year return of negative 63% underscores how challenging it's been for early investors. Relative to the industrial machinery sector, which has seen milder declines, RR has underperformed significantly, suggesting technical caution in the near term. Wrapping up, Richtek Robotics has an intriguing niche in AI service robots and a war chest of cash to fuel growth, but the widening losses, legal distractions, and sky-high valuation multiples make this a high-risk name. For long-term investors, the key watch points will be whether revenue can scale meaningfully and if margins start to improve. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how this fits your portfolio risk tolerance. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if you found the analysis helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.